The actor Louis Gossett Jr. began his career when he was only 17 years old with a leading role on Broadway. His many decades on the stage and screen included his Oscar-winning turn in 1982's An Officer and a Gentleman. Now, at 84, he's still working. He starred in HBO's Watchmen series, and this Friday he can be seen as the character of Luis Garcia in the new film The Cuban. The movie tells the story of an elderly Afro-Cuban jazz musician with Alzheimer's who forms a friendship based on music with a young pre-med student. I asked Louis Gossett Jr. about preparing for and relating to his latest role.
I had a couple of elders, the roots of my African-American family. The eldest lived to be I have a photograph of me starting in show business in 1954, and my great-grandmother coming to see me, and she was 115 at the time, more or less, because her birth was not recorded in the Bible, and she remembers the Bible being started after the slaves were freed. So her job was to take care of all the young folks, and she only lied to me one time. She said, "This is going to hurt me more, it's going to hurt you." So if you had a grandma like that, you know, she kind of ruled the roost, and she took care of me and my cousins. And she's the most important person in my childhood life. And I'm very grateful that she's around and stayed long enough to teach me some very good values. And maybe your culture too, your family, you remember the elders.
Oh, and, definitely.
And they had something to do and they did it. And sometimes we listened, sometimes we didn't, but we can't do without them.
Now, did you talk to people whose family members who has had Alzheimer's or dementia to prepare for the role?
Yes. Well, I remember some of the people around my family who did have it and presently have it. And then I remember a performance that my favorite actor, Robert De Niro, did in a film called Awakening. He did this beautiful acting job going from present time and being struck by Alzheimer's and coming back in one take, unbroken. And I said, "Boy, I wish I had an opportunity to do that as an actor." And I got that opportunity to play this character, Luis. Now I understand Alzheimer's a little bit more. And he blocked all the memories from Cuba away, including his love. And then this nurse found the key to where he was going in music and foods. And she enabled him to go back to the past, celebrate it, and come back to present time.
Let's talk a little bit about your character, Luis Garcia, who is a Cuban musician. This is
yes.
A clip from you in the film.
Is that you?
The boys.
You guys played together?
Si. Ernesto. He's such a charmer.
What about him?
Mauricio. Be serious. Practice, practice, practice.
Well, I guess somebody had to do it, right?
Si.
Lou, tell us about that scene.
Well, it's a scene of memories. She's resurrecting the memories of his family that he left. And I had cousins like that I grew up with. And when I see photographs, emotions hit my system. So maybe we have to redefine Alzheimer's, because maybe society's moving a little bit too fast. And if we find the keys to their minds, there might be something value in communicating with them. Maybe it's one last time, but they need to get that completion of their life by presenting what it's worth and what they've kept in their minds one last time. So we can carry on the message almost like a relay team, so that when we become old, we get to pass it on again. So it's very tempting, very beautiful experiencing stuff that you got from your elder. But I can identify, speaking to my uncles, my aunts, and some of the grandparents who did have it, and my presence made them go back in time to tell me some of the lessons.
Did you listen to Cuban music to prepare for this piece as well?
Well, I did, but in my high school in Brooklyn, the hit music of all time in the 50s was Afro-Cuban. So my heroes were Tito Puente and Tito Rodriguez and Machito and Joe Cuba and people like Willie Bobo. They were incredible musicians. The music was very magic for us. We had contests who could do the best, the merengues. And so we lived. That was part of our culture in Brooklyn.
Very big part of the culture back then. Lou, are you Afro-Latino yourself? Are you Cuban? No.
No, but I'm in sympathy with the movement.
movement.
I lived in Mexico for a couple of years. Then I lived in Brazil and different places. Been to the Dominican Republic. Started in Spain, but that's one thing. That's Alfonso Trete.
Yeah, that's a whole nother conversation, kind of right?
Yes, it is.
Well, I mean, I'm wondering if you had any thoughts about what it's like to play an Afro-Cuban here if you aren't yourself Afro-Cuban.
Well, I was close enough to be part of the family. I love it. It fit like a glove. The experience, the food, the music fit like a glove.
We also, you know, we're talking about the work that you've been doing, and you have also been very busy with Watchmen. Last year you played Will Reeves. Some of our producers are big fans of that. How did you feel about playing that character?
Well, that character, I have studied him ever since I was a child, ever since I saw a photograph of him with the thick mustache, and that he really, in actual, people copied him. He was the most successful marshal in the West. So I dug and dug about him, and every time I find something more, I'm amazed at what kind of man he was. And there's more people in the West like that. So there's a great pride of playing even a part of Will Bass Reeves' life. He was incredible.
During the summer, Lou, I'm sure you've, like all of us, have been watching the uprising for racial justice. And we've seen a number of Black actors speak out about the changes that need to happen in the entertainment industry. You've been in this mm-hmm. industry for almost 70 years now. Mm-hmm. What do you think needs to change, and what role can actors play in making that happen?
Well, we need to do both. Black lives definitely matter. We need to grow up out of that onus, because it's been in our system for too long. We need to grow to our full height. That's number one. That's essential. Now, as we grow, we need to know, and you get this, a lot of these lessons from my elders, upon whose shoulders we stand. So we can't go out and demonstrate that Black lives matter and get it, and then have some of our young men go in the streets that night and shoot one another. We have to know who our records, our heroes, our history, our culture, and carry it with us in all our affairs. That's where our dignity will come from. But we're right. Black lives don't matter. And I offer to these young people to look for it, look at it, and be proud, triple proud, of upon whose shoulders they stand. It's the oldest civilization ever seen on the planet. Know who you are.
Louis Gossett Jr. is an Academy Award-winning actor who stars in The Cuban, out this week. Lou, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.